Hey, how's it going out there, cave listeners?
Oh, I didn't know we're starting. We're starting like this?
It's a new vinyl night tonight. And not only is it Warp Vinyl Night, we got a special guest in here. It's called Peroni and Miller. So what's up, dog?
Damn.
What record do we got on the
the
turntable today?
We have producer Peroni and then Mac Miller on the fucking in the studio?
Nah.
Oh, okay. No, just kidding. JK, LOL. But we really appreciate you guys listening to our new segment. It's been going on pretty good. Me and Joe were kind of scared in the beginning, but...
Numbers strong.
Numbers are good. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for subscribing. But we have a new Warp Vinyl Night, and today I brought in
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Oof. What album?
Yeah, I'm still stuck on the whole Black Lives Matter. I wanted to bring this earlier, and what a perfect fucking artist. Masters of Reality.
All right, we're going to go out like that?
Just like that. You guys are lucky that we don't have our normal setup right now, because the drops would be coming in.
Look at it closely.
Yeah, look at it closely. I live to live, and this is how I live.
All right, so we're going to spin that Masters of Reality. Coming right up.
This is one of my favorite songs that I think I got introduced to. When I heard this song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright now. We're starting it off with the favorite already.
Oh yeah. Won't you listen? Listen and look at it closely. When I first met you, didn't realize. Like for me, for this song, like, remember how when you first started blazing it, you had those songs that you just had to put on. This is one of them.
So good, so timeless.
I almost remember taking a hit right before I started the song, and I would cough together with the song. Oh shit. That me and Joe right here, we saw him back in 2005 at Ozfest. All original members.
Lucky.
Yeah, lucky. We walked in while fucking Rob Zombie was playing Dig Through the Ditches and Burn Through the Witches. That was a fucking sick ass festival right there.
We saw too many bands. And then we saw Zach Wilde's 15 minute pentatonic solo.
Oh yeah. Hit harmonics for days.
Yeah. Sick as fuck. 05.
Who else played? Hatebreed.
Macedon.
Slipknot.
Mudvayne.
Iron Maiden. We went to this show. Oh, I love you, Sweet Leaf. But we went to that iconic show where supposedly Sharon Osbourne was...
Shut down their power?
Yeah, not only shut down their power, but was feeding the eggs to the audience for them to throw eggs. Who the fuck is throwing eggs at Iron Maiden? What the fuck? Remember that shit?
Duh.
Like, they literally just stopped. Well, not only did the power get cut off, but what the fuck is going on, hey? Their fucking British accent and shit. What's his name?
Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is doing this?
Yeah. I'm getting very disturbed, eh? I got to fly a plane to Canada, eh? Hey, us cage dollars, we ain't sick because we were down with the sickness a long time ago. Here's an epic solo right here.
Hit him. So good.
Fuck yeah.
So stupid. And mind you, we had technical difficulties before. This is an original pressing.
Yep.
You can hear this shit.
You can even hear like the static in the background. Doom doom.
this shit.
Yeah, this is exactly how it was recorded straight from the studio.
How it was meant to be heard.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to say it again?
Yeah. Cried out. That's why we listen to vinyl.
Don't know what you're about. You could stream it, but you're never going to hear it like that certain way.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you hear it, but do you really hear it?
If you look at the vinyl right there.
Look at it closely.
Yeah, look at it closely. You see the edges. You see what it's been through.
The grooves.
Yeah, but the story still tells the same. Oh, yeah, baby!
Do I need to put the karaoke game mic for you?
Nah, I'm good. I got my Aussie vocals down.
Oh, all right.
Wait until they play fucking Lord of this World on this fucking album. Hey, I got that shit down.
I need a shotgun and another beer, yeah. And I'll be right there. Hold on.
Not yet. Hey, don't. Hey, look at it closely, fool. Don't. Come on now, fool.
The first song,
and we're going down in history right, right here.
Yeah. Fuck, that shit gets me so pumped.
We saw them 05, and then they came back with that whole 13 reunion, fucking where they made that album.
Hey, let's not speak about that.
Why?
This is the album we should not talk about.
13, I liked it.
It was alright. Hey, Brad Wilk drummed on that one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he did the whole recording.
And you know what's crazy? I was listening to, I don't know if you remember back from the Let There Be Talk podcast with the Brad Wilk. Mm-hmm. But he mentioned that Ozzy wanted him to be there, like, touring drummer.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't want to do it.
No, he did. But Tony Iommi, excuse me. Tony Iommi told him, like, hey, you got the gig. Like, you wanna tour with us? But for whatever reason, that made Ozzy upset because he wanted
drummer.
Yeah, he wanted his drummer.
Yeah.
So I guess to kind of like whatever.
Brad Wilk didn't want to say it, but he's like, for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason.
There was a deal going on.
And I'm like, dude, Brad Wilk with Black Sabbath, like, dude, he would play 10 times infinitely better than fucking. I don't want to put anybody down, but it's like.
I don't know that drummer. I'm not gonna say his name because I don't even know his name. But
Tony Rigatoni.
Oh yeah.
Nah. Tony Minestrone.
Yeah. To me, it was almost like I'm not a big fan of Guns N' Roses and Axl Rose, but I thought that matchup was good for Axl Rose to fill in for AC/DC. He can do that tone.
That raspy.
Yeah.
High pitch.
Yeah. You're rock and roll. But yeah,
this is another Brad heavy hitter. What?
What do you think, like, fucking about Pantera starting that new band with Phil Anselmo, like you said?
Pantera?
Or
Slayer?
Yeah. King Kerry King.
That's whatever. They could do whatever they want. It's not like I'm gonna be a. I don't want to say I'm not gonna be a big fan, but I'm like, I'm not like, oh my god, I can't. They're gonna revolutionize metal again.
Who knows what they're gonna do? Yeah. But I'm excited.
Like, it's when I heard new Superjoint without like the original guys.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, eh.
Oh, the new album they came out with.
Yeah. I'm like. Like we've said it many times, it's like when you change the people up, it's like you're fucking with the formula, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, not everybody always sticks around or together in the group, and you know, that's just how it is. But fuck it, it's like it's that soup, you know, you're fucking up the recipe.
Yeah.
By taking these ingredients and switching them up.
This if is you chicken want
that,
noodle soup.
If you like, want that original taste, you know what I mean? That original flavor.
Yeah, it's like chicken noodle soup. You take out the carrots, you start taking out the potatoes. What is it? Noodles and chicken. Yeah, it's not chicken noodle soup anymore.
Noodles and chicken. Damn, bro, you hungry, huh?
A little bit.
A little back and tail.
Last thing I ate was Chipotle for lunch. Thank you, boss. out of all the times we've seen Black Sabbath, what was the best place, or what would be the best place besides a small venue? I know they're never gonna play a small venue.
I seen him Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, Hollywood Bowl is an awesome place. For you guys listeners right there, like out of California,
out of the country.
Yeah, out of the country. Hollywood Bowl is like just literally tucked in Hollywood in a corner of a mountain around a bunch of residents where you have to pay a shitload for parking, but it's an awesome place to go to a show.
Amazing, isn't it?
It sounds amazing, but if you get those high seats, you might not see anything, but you're going to be able to hear very, very good.
Yeah.
The sound is amazing. The percussion is amazing. The echo is amazing. Just like Red Rocks. I would love to go to Red Rocks soon. When concerts do come back into town. When that is, like, what, 2020?
Five.
It's not too late.
Power riff after power riff. I don't even have to say it.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. I think Tony Iommi, in some ways, is like the god of the riff. Because so many times do people copy him. And it's imitated so much.
The god of the riff. It's I think he's like they're the god of the fucking heaviness. Well, they kind of created heavy metal.
In a sense, yeah, but what I mean is, like, dude, his riffs are all the power. Mm-hmm. All the power is in one. Left-handed guitarist Tony Iommi. Underrated as fuck.
Here we got Embryo.
Right here. This is a good piece right here.
It almost kind of reminds me of that one Metallica fucking instrumental. What was it? The one that the famous fucking what's that one?
Battery.
No, not Battery. Forgot, whatever. We got Children of the Grave right now.
God, these drums are in my brain.
Turn it, put it on 11. How many times have we heard this live? You guys,
not enough.
Yeah, I know.
Not enough.
Look it up, guys. Look it up, guys. Yeah.
Not enough.
Not enough times, and look it up, guys. You guys gotta see this shit.
What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, I live to live is what I'm trying to tell you.
Let me guess. Was this a record store jungle pickup?
Oh, yeah. You can tell.
My dog.
Yeah. Vintage.
Shit.
No fucking represses over there.
Nah, dog.
Wait, you can see the rim around the fucking album. Like, it was sitting in a garage for so long.
This is a well-worn, listen-to record. And it's, we're right here listening into the cave with some love right here from Sabbath. Master Reality, bitch.
Oh, yeah. There's some heavy hitters on this, guys. So wait until the other songs, if you guys don't even know. But you're about to find out.
Good.
Oh yeah, like
what the fuck?
This is like one of the bands you just listen to and you can't get those goosebumps.
Yeah. That's monster fucking sound. Holy shit.
This is the last song of side A. Wait until you see like the second song. And this is why I picked it, because of you. Oh, so heavy right here. Don't know. Gibson guy? Tony Iommi? Yeah, he's playing the SG, huh?
Yeah, actually, he plays a custom one that's not, it's not a Gibson.
No?
Nah.
What is it?
I'm sure he has Gibsons in his collection, but it's a custom one. I don't know the name of the builder. I forgot. But yeah, he's actually had that guitar for over 20 years. And he's like, that's his number one right there.
It looks like a Gibson, though.
No, yeah, it's definitely the shape, the SG shape. But it's a custom one for him.
Because he's left-handed.
Yeah, he's left-handed.
And then he has that whole
I can't imagine, like, even though I wouldn't be able to play it, but just to fucking hold that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to feel the fucking aura.
That's NAMM 22 right there.
Shit, whenever they fucking...
They'll even have that little fucking, that extender piece for your that missing finger, where his finger got chopped off. Hey, play like Tony Iommi.
There's no playing. I just want to fucking...
Yeah.
Let me hold it. I just want to feel the aura. The fucking... The mojo that's in that shit. All the riffs. It's actually a trip playing a fucking left-handed guitar. Like, the things you would normally play, it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, it's opposite.
Yeah, I get it. But it's different when you try it.
Yeah, like, that's the one thing that always pissed me off about my cousin. He's like, what is it called? Ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous.
Yeah, where he can play and do it with both hands.
Yeah.
This guy was born right-handed but taught himself left-handed, and now he can do anything.
He taught himself left-handed?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, then. Wow. Side A.
Epic.
Master of reality, bitch. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk to you guys like that, but if you were here, you would understand.
Children of the grave. Yeah.
Damn. No wonder you couldn't listen to this shit on fucking acid, bro.
Or shrooms. Hey, have you ever looked at a $20 bill on shrooms? There's a sniper in the building. There's a sniper in the bushes. Red team, go. Red team, go. Go ahead. Flip it to the next side.
Yeah, Joe. No wonder he fucking couldn't listen to this shit, dog.
Yeah, that's why I brought it.
Acid.
All right, flip it. Go ahead.
Hey, relax.
Yeah, we're flipping this album.
Now all of a sudden you're in a fucking hurry. Goddamn.
No, I'm not.
All right, we'll be back.
Another instrumental. So beautiful.
It's a lovely summer day.
Oh, yeah.
Sky is bright in the city. Twilight
in the sky.
In the city. Lights so bright.
Tell him, Joe.
Shine like a star.
We will get through this.
This shit ain't shit.
Fuck 2020.
I feel like a leprechaun.
Where's my butter gold? Aye. Those are some shoes I want to shine.
I just shined my shoes instead.
Where's my pot of gold? Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Lord of this world.
Come on.
Bring it, bitch. Joe, put it on 11.
This is what Lee Syed died to.
Yeah.
And came and was resurrected.
Hey, I only ate like 8 pills. And like I took 2 edibles. And I don't want to take it. Yeah, I don't want to take it.
You know what? Me and Joe took 2 Tootaloots. We're ready. This fucking is a banger right here. Look it up, guys. Black Sabbath, Master of Reality, Lord of this World.
Is that you?
That's definitely Bill Ward and the whole gang. Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, and fucking Ozzy Osbourne. Even dead. No, no one's dead yet. Some fucking cowbell right there.
It's a power riff. Are you the guy unnecessarily clapping at a show?
Oh, yeah. But at least I'm on beat. I'm on beat, though.
All right.
I'm not that, like, one.
Are you the guy clapping off beat at the show?
No. Honestly, like, going to shows, I used to try to record a lot of shit, but, like, you just have to enjoy that shit because you miss a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But you have to get those PowerPoints, though. Universal language, like I always say.
Hey, we're doing this until we get banned. Yeah. And then until then, we'll start our OnlyFans.
Maybe we can get that Joe Rogan money.
I wish that were true, my friend. I wish that were true. We got about 10 more years.
Fuck it.
And a Fear Factor show later. Better than Sabbath, nobody.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but yeah.
As far as the metals,
they're the gods. They're the creator. They lay down the pavement, basically.
Insane to the membrane. Always the one of those records that must have been such a trip coming out at the time because there's nothing else like it.
Mm-hmm. Like, just think of a Woodstock. I know a Black Sabbath didn't play at Woodstock, but there were some fucking heavy hitters right there at Woodstock. You had like fucking
Are you folking me?
The Who?
Are you folking me?
No, I'm not folking you right now. Hey, stop talking about Ireland right now.
Are you folking me?
I know. Calm down, fucking McGregor.
Oh, you folking me?
But like the set list.
Yeah.
You just seen him back in the day. Like, I saw Ozzy when he was fucked up.
Oh, fuck. Who has the hashish? This is what this song reminds me of.
Yeah, let's take
getting, getting some honey oil. Yeah. Take two bong rips for Jesus.
Yeah, let's take two bong hits for Jesus. Get that coconut oil, because you're fucking your bitch tonight with this song. You're laying down pipe with this shit.
If would you're fucking, like to tell them about the pipe?
Yeah. If you're fucking in the asshole, make sure her shit is clean. Yeah. You hear those fairies in the background? No Lupin is no better. They are gone. We are gone.
Shh, what was that?
It's a solitude. Black Sabbath. Listen, like, and subscribe.
Heavy, but he also he goes through changes.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna go through sick ass changes with this next one. I know you're looking at the last album, the last song. We have one more guy. We have one more song right here.
It's a heavy hitter.
Yeah,
my eyes are a little twisted right now. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a Friday night. We had a long week. I hope you guys enjoy this shit, because we enjoy this shit. Thank you, guys. We do this because for you. Yes.
I wrote this riff for you, my friend. It is so sweet. Slippery for you.
Hey, foo. Next time you look at me in the face, I stab you in the face with a butter knife. Bitch.
Hey, foo, it's not cool, foo.
I feel kind of Indian right now.
Sit around the circle and smoke the powwow.
No, the hashish.
Some sound effects for you. Someday soon we'll hear the next song.
It's crazy that Ozzy's singing this shit. Hey, turn off the effects. It's crazy that he's singing this shit.
Yeah. Hey, we can't ever take anything seriously.
Nah. That's the thing. Like, hey. We do this for fun.
The camera's watching you.
Yeah, fucking Siri.
Oh,
hey, what do you think about TikTok real fast? Fuck them.
Watching you.
Yeah.
Watching me. And watching
that's
them.
That's why I never had it.
It's only meant to spy on you, my friend. The government is wants your to sell your information. Google me this.
Google me that. Yeah. Butt plug this.
Yahoo plug that.
Yeah, this is the last song, guys. Into the Void. My favorite. No, I did. Hey, Lord of the Rings is good too. But one of my favorites.
I like the Irish song we sang.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. But last song, Into the Void.
Here we go. Ching-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
super yummy.
Power song. Intro? Rip. We're definitely getting banned in 14 countries after this one. Poland, Ireland, Taiwan, United Kingdom, South Africa.
Alright.
Poland, Italy. Did I say Poland twice? Another episode with the war final. Yeah, you know, yeah.
Fucking super power riff right here.
This is ultra power riff. There's a next tier ultra power riff that goes beyond power.
I remember when we saw this live, I was like, oh my fucking god.
Did your tits get hard?
My dick got a little fucking half chub right there. Shout out rocking to Senior Teddy.
But it sounds like it.
Yeah? You're reading the lyrics or what?
You're not hearing this?
Oh, yeah.
Are you not hearing this right now?
Yeah! I heard Iron Man.
Say anything. It says it all.
Right here. Let's get funky right here, guys.
Is this Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah. Earth, Wind, and Ozzy. Like that. Cave Dwellers.
Oh yeah.
War Vinyl. This is Black Sabbath for you guys. This is why we love them. Fucking heavy as fuck.
Says it right there.
What?
Make a home where love is there to stay. Yep. Peace and happiness in every day. So fuck all the bullshit outside. If you make your home, that's the best shit to do. That's the best message right there.
Oh yeah. And fuck y'all, all the other bitches.
Censored.
No.
Uncensored?
Nah, yeah. This is raw. Like a raw dog. We'll be right back.
the riff's so good. A singer, you would think like, oh, I want to sing over this. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You just let him. You don't. Like right now, a modern band could have wrote this and been like, I'm going to sing over every fucking riff. So annoying.
Nah, let it play.
Yeah.
Right here.
Are we ascending to the next level of riffage?
Oh, yeah.
Are we godlike levels at this moment? I think so.
Like, the funny thing is, sometimes you don't have to overdo it. That little thing is...
It's very hard to write a simple, heavy, or not always heavy, but a simple but catchy riff. Mm-hmm. It's the hardest shit to do.
Oh, yeah.
And there you go. And just like that, it was over. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. We hope you had a good time, because definitely better believe we did here in the studio cave.
Yeah.
Coming to you from Cave Dwellers. Yeah. Straight to you.
For the ending, this was Black Sabbath, Master Reality. We listened to it was a one disc, so it was nice and short. We had just side A, side B.
Yeah.
That's it. But... yeah, it's an end. Thank you guys for listening. We enjoy this. I hope you guys enjoy this. The reason why we do this, we introduce all these new vinyls to you. Well, maybe it's not new, but these are our favorites. We introduce you, whatever it is. But thank you guys for listening and subscribing.
What he said. We'll see you next time.